Today is February 1st, 2008. It is 9:11 a.m. Sergeant Jeff Bernard here today speaking with Sergeant Eric Widarski and OSTA Representative Dave Riley. Eric, today you're being interviewed as the subject of an administrative investigation. The known allegations are the events and circumstances surrounding photographs that are interpreted as racist in nature. Let me give you a copy there so you can read along with me. You're being interviewed as part of an official administrative investigation by the Department of Public Safety. You will be asked questions relating to the performance of your official duties or fitness for office. If you refuse to answer questions completely and or accurately, you may be subject to disciplinary action up to and including dismissal. Statements provided under threat of disciplinary action may not be used against you in any subsequent criminal proceedings. You understand the form that's read. You go ahead and sign that for me, and Dave, you'll sign as a witness, and at the conclusion of the interview, I'll make you a copy and give you each one. So. Will you state your name, position, and where you're currently assigned?
Eric Widarski, Sergeant, Sandusky Post.
Okay. And how long have you been assigned to the Sandusky Post?
Since September 2nd, 2007.
And the photographs I'm referring to, when you look at them, it appears to be a costume that representing a KKK outfit.
Okay.
Who gathered those items to make the costume?
Trooper Franklin did.
And who made the costume?
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
And whose idea was this?
Yes, he just made it, just took a piece of paper and cut eyes out of it, and he did it. We were on post one day, and he did it.
What was the purpose of placing the white cone on the head with the white cloth over the shoulders and torso and the white piece of paper with the eyelets over the face?
Just, I guess he was just, he's joking around. It was nothing. He never says anything racist up there. I think it's just joking around about it, so there was nothing meant behind it.
Okay. What led up to this?
It was Martin Luther King Day.
Okay.
And yeah, they were just, talking about Martin Luther King, the history behind it, and that kind of stuff, so.
Okay. And who took the photograph?
I had it on my camera phone.
Do you still have that picture on your camera phone?
I deleted it.
And I don't have it.
Let's see here.
What day was that? Was that on the 20th or the 21st on the observed day of Martin Luther?
I think it was the 21st.
Okay. Who all was present when this was taken?
Just me, Franklin, Heidi Malloy, the dispatcher, and then Rick Beats.
Did you know that he was going to make that costume?
I had no idea that he was going to do it. He just kind of surprised me with it. Put that over there. And then he put white rags over his coat.
Did you make any comments to him that that's inappropriate conduct? Anything of that nature?
You know, we laughed about it for a second, and he took it off. I think he knew better.
Okay.
He threw the stuff away. And I'm like, and it's my bad for letting him do it. He just kind of surprised me with it.
Okay. Is this the picture that you took?
Yeah.
Did you just take one photograph?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
Who did you send the photograph to?
I sent it to Jason Demuth. He's a trooper at Norwalk, or sergeant at Norwalk.
Jason Demuth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Craig coached Jason. So.
Who's Craig?
Franklin.
Oh, okay. Did you send it to Jason by your phone?
Yeah.
Do you know why? I'll show you the for the record, the photos that I showed are attachment A. Addition to attachment A is a letter that we received indicating that the photo is you. Do you know why somebody would say that that's you and not?
I have no idea.
Not Franklin?
I have no idea.
Do you know who sent the letter?
Nope.
Have you been counseled previously for racial gestures or slurs?
Yeah, previous incident over in Mansfield, allegations.
Okay. And was that a documented counseling?
I believe so.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to add to this interview?
No, I mean, like, it was my bad for telling him not to take it off right away. But, you know, it was just for a minute he put it up. I'm like, I snapped a picture, and you know, it was everybody laughed about it for a second just because it was Martin Luther King Day, and I've never heard him make racist comments or anything like that. It's, you know, it was just the day behind it, you know, the day, and just did it for the heck of it, I suppose.
Did you inform a supervisor about this?
The more I thought about it, I thought, you know, I should have told him to take it off right away. I mean, it was my bad. I should have told him not to do it right, you know, like that. Okay.
But you didn't inform a supervisor that had occurred? You just kept it at your level?
I mean, he never made any gestures about it.
Okay.
About being KKK or anything like that. He never made any gestures about it.
Okay. Was that the reference it was supposed to implicate, though?
How did
you interpret it?
I guess if you, the average person looked at it, yeah. I mean, it would appear that way. But
All right.
He never made any reference to it being KKK or has never said anything about that kind of stuff. It was just kind of a surprise real quick. And
Just... How long, this whole incident, how long would you say specifically that it lasted?
Probably, maybe not more than 2 minutes. If that.
Was there any other talk about it during the day after that? You talked about anybody since?
No, I mean, I talked to him about it after. I talked to Craig about it afterwards, and like, it's probably not the best thing to do at work, you know, or period at all.
Was that after that you've been informed of the AI?
What's that?
Was that after you were informed?
I actually went out to ride with them. I had to ride with them 4 hours a week, but I And I'd rather than I told him, it's probably not the best thing to do.
Okay.
You know, especially on duty. So, and, you know, and I told him, I said, if anything were ever coming, it's my bad for not squashing it right there. But the other, I mean, Heidi and Rick were laughing about it. And, you know, Rick says, make me a picture of that. I'm like, I ain't, no way. No way would I ever do anything like that. And I don't want anything like that hung around the
What place. Made you want to take a picture of it?
I just thought it was funny, you know, that it was, that he would, Craig's kind of comical at the post anyhow. I mean, he says some funny things around here, and just, Craig would make somebody laugh, you know, and he did that just all, I mean, it was all good fun, it was bad fun, but he did it, and, you know, I should have squashed it immediately, and I, it's not like it went on for a half hour,
okay.
Joking about it, was, he did it and he took it off. I said, get rid of that stuff and, you know, throw that stuff away.
Okay. So. I don't think I have any other questions. I will just say, you know, don't speak to anybody about the investigation until it's complete. I mean, obviously you can talk to Dave, and I'll be talking to district staff afterwards just to kind of update them, let them know what's going on. But as far as any of the involved individuals, don't speak to them of the investigation.
Okay.
We can conclude the interview at 9:22 a.m.